hooked up to what the radical, what the American conformist has become, and it is a liberal. You guys think you're anti-establishment? You are the biggest conformist on the planet right now. As America wakes up to that, we begin to see hell on earth unravel. Here is the latest report from John Baum.
As moral society breaks down even further and the Satanists within the upper echelons of society assume that their rituals are acceptable to the masses, statements like these begin to trickle out.
I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops. But yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes. Only.
In a tell-all interview with Glamour magazine, Megan Fox addressed rumors, admitting that she and Machine Gun Kelly routinely engage in blood-drinking rituals.
It is used for a reason, and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
As Jamie White writes, reactions from social media over Fox's disturbing revelations ranged from pointing out that Alex Jones was right about Hollywood's satanic energy to mocking Fox and Kelly's sadomasochistic romance. Meanwhile, a child formerly under the care of South African band The Antwoord, known as Taki, who is now 20 years old, accused the duo of exposing him and his underage sibling to pornography and sexual activity, unspeakable violence, and even rituals tinged with their own blood.
When I lifted up the one box, like, the whole black magic voodoo, like, voodoo sh** came out. Like, they felt like a rabbit's foot. I think it was a wolf's foot or whatever. Felt out there. There was, like, a voodoo doll. There was a small bottle of blood.
Did you and your sister ever had blood taken from you by Ninja Nulundi?
Yes, lots of times, actually. They took us to like a place. It's not really like a hospital or a private hospital or some type of thing. But they took us there, and they said like it's like a hospital, but there was no cause there. And then Ninja took us in there, they took our blood. And then me, Yulandi, and then we go out, and then Ninja's the only one who stays in like inside the hospital like for 15 minutes or so. Then when he came out of there, he had like a little bag in his hand. And when he took out the things in the bag, I saw a little bottle of blood inside the bag. And my mother said it was going to be a good like experience for me. It's going to be better for me and whatnot. So I went. Then I also thought it was good. But then after a while, I found out to say they were actually just grooming me.
And speaking of the Hollywood pastime of grooming,
read the book, you'll be like, transitioning from Disney to this was f***ing easy. I don't know, getting molested from your 6 to your 14 seems like way harder circumstances, or being physically abused all the time, the type of mistreatment that I was still dealing with at that time, that everyone around me saw and did nothing.
According to the Daily Mail, a British actress who starred in Doctor Strange and her husband are accused of having sex with a 13-year-old girl after they groomed her. The girl, now an adult, says that Zara Pythian and Victor Mark filmed the abuse in a bid to recreate pornographic scenes. The abuse is claimed to have happened between 2005 and 2008, when the couple were martial arts instructors in Nottinghamshire. Everything that we've seen already is just the beginning, and our society is enabling this evil inhabiting the bodies and minds of those we clamor to theaters and music venues to pay our hard-earned money to see. But it all adds up. In the words of John Adams, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Bound reporting.
Of course, you can find that and all John Bound reports at band.video. They're coming out telling you who they are, folks. Blood rituals, yeah.
You know, it's going back to what we all thought was going to happen in the 90s when the internet and mobile technology first came out, which is we thought, you know, this is going to level the playing field. Everybody's going to have access to the same information, and everybody's going to be able to freely communicate that information. That's our goal, to get back to that place where we all have access to all of the information. We all have the ability to freely communicate that information with whomever we want, whenever we want. And we don't have to worry about anybody tracking what we're doing and trying to judge us or categorize us or figure out some way to go after us because of the conversations we're having, because of the internet searches that we're doing, because of the discussions, the people we want to talk to about these things. So that's our goal, is to help people take back their freedom by helping them to take back their privacy. And so that's really what we're trying to do. And so I hope that everybody listening will check us out at voltawireless.com. That's V-O-L-T-A wireless.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, still more news to cover, folks. If you aren't starting your day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, what are you waiting for? Get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself some Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now. We've got big discounts, by the way. Survival Shield X2 is back in stock and 25% off. 4.9 reviewed ratings. By the way, a 4.9 is basically a 5. It's like if one person gives it a 4, you can never get back to 5. So we've pretty much got a perfect review here. Back in stock, we were wondering if we were going to be able to restock it. We have been able to restock it. You always hear people call in raving about how great the Survival Shield is, and find out why by getting yours today, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the latest InfoWars collectible, the InfoWars Gold Bar, limited edition, numbered and tamper-proof sealed. You can get those at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Limited edition on this. Once it's gone, it's gone. So get your limited edition InfoWars Gold Bar with the individual number and tamper-proof seal on it. A great way to support the InfoWar and invest in free speech at InfoWarsStore.com. I love all the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. I got a pantry full of them, folks. I'm telling you, they're the real deal. They work. All right, so we're looking at the just complete insanity of the left. By the way, they've attempted an Antifa comeback, and there are some pockets of Antifa that still exist and I guess get active. Like, for example, you know, they're so pro-woman, but a guest of mine on the War Room, Kelly Neidert, had Antifa spray on her door. Let's just say some very offensive language because, you know, it's the loving, tolerant left. But Antifa is back out today, or they tried to get Antifa. Somebody paid for a big, massive marketing push to get Antifa back on the streets for May Day. And they were supposed to be marching out here in Austin. There was a rally for local police here. They were marketing that Antifa was going to show up. I've got a couple friends that are out there. They were going to tell me if Antifa showed up. Not sure if they did. Same thing was happening in Dallas. I know a guy in Dallas who's monitoring that. So they're trying to make an Antifa comeback. I'm not sure if it's going to take, though. But I'll have more on that perhaps tomorrow, or Harrison Smith maybe even with an update. He's going to be hosting Sunday Night Live tonight. Let's see what else we have here as far as news is concerned on my desk. Misinformation fingerprints. The Pentagon awarded fact-checking organization NewsGuard $750,000 last year. Yikes. Now, this was originally proposed and executed by Obama. I think Trump continued these contracts, by the way. But it's these leftist groups that basically engage in Democrat Party propaganda and censorship on the internet, receiving government money. Totally criminal, totally illegal, totally against free speech as a principle, and just totally encompasses what the Democrat Party is up to. But they'll fund themselves again, don't worry. I mean, that's like low-level money laundering and fraud, but
you know, they do it low, they do it high. DHS Chief Mayorkas gaslights. Disinformation board won't police free speech or monitor Americans. Really? And what is it going to do exactly then? What is your misinformation, disinformation Ministry of Truth going to do if you're not monitoring Americans and policing their speech? What is it going to do then? I guess it doesn't exist. I guess it just doesn't exist, guys. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Amazing. It exists, but it doesn't exist. We're going to censor and watch for American speech online, but we're not censoring and looking for American speech online. What are you talking about? And it's always, oh, there's no left-wing hate. Ever. Except it's always the left-wing. Victims of online right-wing terrorism, they say, may finally be able to sue the people who perpetuate it. And so this is what it's all about. This is what they're trying to do in Europe, and this is now what they're going to have to do in the U.S. because they're afraid they don't control Elon Musk. And they're just going to say, oh, you said this or you did this on the internet. You're now considered a terrorist, and now you have no rights. But forget about the left-wing doxing people. Forget about the left-wing and their death threats. Forget about the left-wing and them burning down buildings and attacking police officers. Forget about all that. That's good terrorism. Your free speech as a conservative, that's bad terrorism. UK's General Medical Council to restrict what doctors can say online. Yeah, the censorship in the UK is really, really bad. Really bad. People get arrested over there. And they've now got actual proposed legislation to just totally censor the internet. So be glad you're not a dirty limey. They're liars. They're horrible people. Sarah Palin on leaders of Biden's Ministry of Truth. Is Sarah Palin going to get back into the mix here? Seems like she should. And she tells it like it is. So maybe we could use her back in the political arena. You know, you look at the Biden administration, and it really is just laughable. You've got the gay intern. It's all about how he's gay. So he dresses up in women's clothes and then runs around the White House telling everybody how gay he is, literally. Then you have the man that pretends to be a woman, Rachel Levine. Then you have the cross-dressing bisexual furry that they just promoted to be the nuclear guy. The head of the nuclear, so that's good. And then their latest, this Nina Jankovic, is just a complete disaster. Oh, my gosh. I mean, folks, imagine all the left-wing liberal insanity that you've seen over the years that we play. It's like the comedy stuff. They're screaming at the sky. You know, they're acting like banshees. They're crawling around on the ground. All the wildness. Not to mention all the propaganda they fall for. She is the embodiment of all of it. Of all of it. Every party lie, every establishment false narrative and misbranding over the last 5 years, she has fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and promoted it. Russian collusion. I mean, just going on a Hunter Biden laptop, on and on, every single thing. She just... So, I mean, I could sit here and play you all the videos. The funny thing is, I actually kind of like her because she seems like a real person. Yeah, she's a complete moron, but she actually seems like a real person. I don't think anyone controls this woman. I don't think anybody controls her. I think she really speaks for herself. I think she's really genuinely that stupid. I actually don't mind that. I'd rather have somebody in there that's just a complete fumbling idiot than somebody that's consciously out to get me. Because that's what she appears to be. I mean, folks, we've got all the videos. I don't even want to bother playing them because it's just more of the same crap that you've been seeing for so long from just radical leftists, just insane, just the insane behavior. But, wow, I mean, they are really putting together quite a goon squad, aren't they? I mean, they have really assembled an A team. I mean, Jen Psaki. Seriously, have you seen what the Biden administration has put in charge? Folks, do you know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris aren't really getting along? It's actually not a good thing. They were supposed to have lunch every Sunday. It was a thing. I think it was every Sunday. Guys, look this up. If not, I know I have the news story on my desk in the War Room studio, but just see if you can find it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never have lunch on Sunday. They were supposed to have lunch every Sunday. First of all, you'd think they'd be working together every day, but no, that wasn't the thing. So there was already they already didn't like each other. That came out during the Democrat debates. Kamala knows she was just the token black woman as the vice president pick, but so she always had a chip on her shoulder. So it's always been rough between Biden and Harris. Biden has only had lunch with Kamala Harris twice this year, despite his promise to dine together once a week. So it's not going well. And look, the problem is Kamala's not getting along with Jill. Joe Biden is crapping his britches. He couldn't even go to lunch anyway. And Kamala's got a chip on her shoulder, and I think she wants to be the president. And so this is all going on behind the scenes. As the Democrat Party is attempting to destroy America, Kamala Harris is attempting to become the queen of the ashes. Kamala Harris wants to be the queen of the rubble of Joe Biden's destroyed America.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those, you know who you are, that have been giving the donations. Please go to InfoWars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, or whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, InfoWars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. InfoWars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Of Jen Psaki and Rachel Levine. Guys, we got eat that ice cream, Joe. Put it on down.
What flavor ice cream is that, Joe?
It's chocolate chip, Jack.
How are you and Kamala Harris doing? I don't know. I haven't spoke to her in months. How is she doing?
Well, she's your vice president, sir.
Somebody asked me an ice cream question again.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay, yeah. Sir, what ice cream are you getting today?
Strawberry swirl. That's enough from you.
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk. Oh.
Somebody bring me a kid to sniff. I'm Joe Biden. And I approve this kid sniffing. I'm Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden's the smartest guy I know. Yeah, sure, he's a drug abuser, sex addict. And, well, he's engaged in all sorts of sordid activities. Smartest guy I know. It's weird. I go shopping with my son, Hunter. He always wants Parmesan cheese. So many questions. So little answers.
The Alex Jones Show here. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, May 1st. Glad that you have joined us. I still have a bunch of other news to get to. That's funny, though. I kind of want to do a montage now with the A-Team music, and then just show us like Jen Psaki, Rachel Levine, the gay intern, just all the insanity, the military and the high heels, the latest Nina Jankowicz. Oh my gosh, it's just such a clown show. We're just being conquered by clowns. Talk about a nightmare. Yeah, there they are. Yeah, the gay furry nuclear guy. I mean, this is an A-Team, man. We've got a real A-team going here. Here's another member of the A-team. Biden labor secretary covered for police union that enabled convicted child rapist. A-team. Joe Biden's A-team. U.S. Department of Labor Secretary Marty Walsh protected records that showed the Boston police union knew about a top official's history of child sex abuse during his tenure as Boston mayor. Patrick Rose, former president of Boston's police union, pled guilty to 21 child rape and sexual assault counts on Monday. Walsh's successor as mayor released records that showed the police conducted an internal investigation into Rose after he allegedly sexually assaulted a 12-year-old boy. And the liberal police union covered it all up. You think that all the anti-cop marches are going to happen over this story? No, because they're puppet masters in the mainstream media aren't telling them to march. They'll march against something else. Rhinos and Democrats just stole future elections in deep red Alaska, and the Republican Party did not lift a finger to fight it. And this is all going to come out, more of it at least, with 2,000 mules. Dinesh D'Souza and Salem Media will release the much-anticipated movie 2,000 Mules on the 2020 presidential election heist. And the Democrats are in big fear of this one. They don't want you to know how they stole the 2020 election. But you probably already do. New York Times reporters, Manchin would have given the Senate control to the GOP, but he didn't like McConnell. So McConnell has got to go. Absolutely got to go. You know, by the way, the New York Times did a hit piece on Tucker Carlson. Maybe I still have this up. Nope, I think I lost it on my phone. They did a hit piece on Tucker Carlson, and it was funny because they said Tucker Carlson believed in all these different conspiracy theories, but everything that they listed as a conspiracy theory has actually come true. Yeah, unfortunately, I lost it, guys. That's okay. But it's just funny. It's just funny when you see this. It's like, oh, there's an open border. It's like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory? What? 10 million illegals have poured in the last 3 years? Conspiracy theory, open border, huh? Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I see how that works then. Let me ask.
The World Health Organization and the international health regulations is probably a conspiracy theory as well, isn't it? The World Health Organization, I don't know where this first came from, but don'tyoudare.info is where you can find it. Don'tyoudare.info. I'll just read all these out. In fact, I'm going to have to come back and do this because it's too important. But you're about to have your sovereignty, not just the country, not just the nation, but your individual sovereignty is about to be handed over to the World Health Organization and Bill Gates. And you know what these people are into? I don't like to cover this stuff on Sundays. And I've got a lot more of this that I'm going to cover on the War Room tomorrow. But I'll just so you get an idea here. The stories are at InfoWars, and there's a lot more on this. I'll cover it tomorrow. But American Academy of Pediatrics book teaches 9-year-old girls that they can get erections. An American Academy of Pediatrics puberty guide, created for children ages 9 to 12, teaches them that girls can get erections and boys can experience menstrual cycles. Promoted by the tax-funded outlet NPR, Youology, a puberty guide for everybody, is meant to take the embarrassment out of growing up. What? You freaks. You absolute demented sickos. And then here's NPR promoting it everywhere on the internet. A new puberty guide for kids aims to replace anxiety with self-control. And then they're sending in a 300-pound bearded woman in a fairy tutu to bounce your kid up and down a lap and teach you about how a 12-year-old girl can have an erection and a little boy can have a period. And they're just obsessed with this crap, man. I mean, they are just obsessed with it. They brought it up last night at the correspondents' dinner. They're upset. I mean, these people, let's just call it what it is. I mean, they just want to reach down your kid's pants and grab the genitals. That's what they want to do. And they're putting their sick freaks in all the classrooms and everywhere. They're wanting that access. So they've basically been told, hey, they haven't received a written statement or anything. It's a transmission that they've gotten. The transmission has gone out. Hey, you want access to kids? We're going to create the scenario where you can go into the classroom as a kindergarten teacher, a first grade teacher, and you can talk to the kids about whatever the hell you want. You can show them porn. You can teach them how to be gay. Maybe even give them a little example for them. I mean, what was the woman's name from the Clinton administration? They first tested this out. It was like 1996. And the woman came out in front of Congress and said, yeah, we should be reaching our hands down children's pants and teaching them how to masturbate. She said it. Now, that was 1996, so the people were like, whoa, that's a little too much. Those are the type of words you end up in the town square, you know, not such a good time for you. So they backed her off. They backed that rhetoric off. Now they're bringing it all back. They had to have their gay revolution. They had to militarize the LGBT movement. Now anybody that doesn't want you to be gay or whatever is a homophobe. So now they've sent it all out, and they're sending it out to the kids now, too. This is normal. Yeah, grown adults in the classroom are going to come grab your genitals. Discovery Plus show Generation Drag pushes LGBTQ culture on youth. Yeah, that was the woman. I forget her name. Jocelyn Elders, the crew, saving me. Jocelyn Elders, unbelievable. Yeah, said, yeah, we need to teach the kids how to masturbate. Get that 9-year-old in the classroom, reach down their pants and show them what's good. Said, what? Oh, let's try again in the year 2022. Maybe then they'll accept it. Let's put them in a drag queen outfit.
You see this? It's an InfoWars Republic defense card with original InfoWars art designed by yours truly, with a little gold bar implanted in it, and on the back, it's got a hologram. There are only 25,000 of these in existence, and they'll never be made again. The bank that owns the Mint that has started putting these out the last few years just sold out of 300,000 of a similar offering that was 40% more than what we're selling these for. And when you get three or more, you can get these at 50% off, and they fund the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and check out this amazing new art/gold product. It's a collector's item, and you'll know you helped fund the second American Revolution against the globalists at such a critical point. Get your gold bars and so much more exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support over the years, because without you, all of the great success we have had together would not have happened. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones is right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down. The global isn't going down. That's right. You can see it to the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right. Yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. Yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. Yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. Yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind. It's time to win it.
Four words, four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they? Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riot.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority!
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So it turns out the biggest weapon of the elite trying to conquer this planet is a virus. A virus that they can make and manipulate in a lab and release and then use the media that they control to drive up the fear, and then use the government they control to drive up the propaganda and ultimately the control. And this worked so well in the year 2020 with COVID, they are now going to have a repeat power grab, but go for everything in their latest attempt with the World Health Organization and an international health regulations meeting that is set to kick off. Now, here's the problem with society, and that's the naive nature that people have to think, hey, the person on TV is telling me the truth. Hey, the person in government telling me the truth. They're not out to get me. Why would they lie to me? That ignorance, that naive nature needs to go. And I think it has for a lot of people. But hey, you'd understand, deadly virus. Might get you sick, might get your friend sick, whatever. All right, let's figure it out. Let's get it under control.
Doesn't mean you should shut down. Doesn't mean there should be government tyranny. But hey, yeah, there's a deadly virus going around. You're concerned about it. Perfectly rational. But then you learn how it was made in a lab. Then you learn how it was lied. We were lied to about it and everything else. And now here we are 2 years later. They're still driving up the fear. They're making you take experimental medicines that kill you. And they're getting ready to go for their total power grab. And because we didn't learn the lesson in 2020, they're going to ratchet it up even bigger now. So you can find this entire pamphlet if you want to try to wake friends and family up at don'tyoudare.info. And so let me just briefly explain this, and I'm going to read to you the seven bullet points here that's so important. Because their successful power grab in the name of COVID in 2020, they're now going for broke. They want total control over your body. They want total control over your movements, and they want total control over your country, and they're going to use pandemics to do it. Bill Gates brags about it, and it's his buddy Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak that were all involved in the creation of COVID, and who knows what else they're up to. So that's what they do is they make viruses, they release the viruses, they then have the pandemics, whether they're synthetic or real. 2020 COVID was not a real pandemic. There could be real pandemics. They could release a real pandemic on this country. If they have the capabilities, they probably will. And they're warning about it. They're saying, yeah, bioterrorists are going to release a pandemic. Well, Bill Gates is a bioterrorist now then, I guess. So here's the power grab that the World Health Organization, and you know our politicians are all going to let them do this too. The World Health Organization is attempting a power grab. Most people have never heard of the international health regulations. The United States agreed to the IHR in 2005. These regulations override and supersede the U.S. Constitution. Well, that's what they claim. Of course, they don't actually, but neither did all their COVID stuff, and somehow that was okay. On January 18th, 2022, the United States submitted a number of amendments to the IHR that served to give away even more of our sovereignty and greatly empower the World Health Organization to restrict your health-related rights and freedoms. The 75th meeting of the World Health Assembly will be held in Geneva, Switzerland, this May 22nd through the 28th, 2022. The Assembly will vote on the amendments to the IHR. They are very likely to pass and be enacted to the international law unless we the people stand up against this attack on our sovereignty. So imagine, the Biden administration says, here, World Health Organization, take America's freedoms. Take the people of America's freedoms. Here's power for you. Take away power from us and take it, and you control our people. Do you think the World Health Organization is going to reject that? No. And they know it. It's all already worked out, folks. This is just a ceremony that's coming up later this May. They've already signed this country away, folks. The ceremony is just about to begin. These amendments to the international health regulations do not need to be approved by two-thirds of the U.S. Senate. We have already agreed to obey the IHR by virtue of our membership in the United Nations and the World Health Organization, which we need to get out of immediately. We are already giving away some of our sovereignty. These amendments are designed to confuse the member nations into giving away even more of their sovereignty. In addition to the proposed amendments to the IHR, the WHO has also set up an intergovernmental negotiating body that is actively negotiating an international treaty on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. The proposed pandemic treaty is separated from and in addition to the proposed amendments to the international health regulations mentioned above. And you'll have the same elites, the same groups, and everybody running these international confabs, taking your sovereignty, forcing you into lockdowns, forcing you into quarantines, forcing you to take injections. And all of a sudden, you're just a slave in a permanent pandemic. The pandemic treaty does not yet exist. It is being drafted and negotiated right now. I wonder if Bill Gates has any involvement in this. Discussions regarding the pandemic treaty are important, but they are also part of the sophisticated diversion to confuse people and get them to ignore the immediate concern, which is the amendments to the IHR being considered by the World Health Assembly this May 22nd through 28th. The time to speak out and stand up for your rights is now. You can find this and more at don'tyoudare.info. Don'tyoudare.info. And I'm sure if they haven't already, the big tech censors are out to censor that website and censor this information from getting out. Now, let me try to take something complex and boil it down for you.
The agreements have already been made decades ago that the only way for humanity going forward is a world government. And the very same people that reached these intellectual conclusions at the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, and all these other things have been operating in the shadows and undercover for a long time, but they can't anymore. So now they're forced to come to the surface and convince you it's for your own good, it's a response to a pandemic, it's a response to global warming, whatever it is. The agenda is global government. The agenda is world government. But who would willingly step into that? How could you do that without major fallout? Well, you couldn't. Unless you tricked people into believing it was for their own health. And that's what they're doing. So this is all about global government. And then on the back end, they want to convince Americans to not be proud of being an American, not understand how important our God-given rights are here, but to hate America, reject your rights, so that when this day comes and a global government international organization comes to take over your country, you don't want to fight it. You're so scared of a pandemic, you're so scared of the sun, or you just hate America so much that you just lay down and you say, good, I'm glad that the World Health Organization is taking over. Look, people don't even respect a pandemic. Look, people still eat meat and drive cars. Look, America still exists, the racist, misogynistic, bigoted country. And they'll celebrate being conquered. They will cheer as they shackle themselves up to be permanent slaves. So that's what this is all about. And now here you are, on May 1st, 2022, 3 weeks away for them kicking off their ceremony where they're going to clink glasses and celebrate that they're going to get it on paper that they have conquered you. Now, they're not going to show up tomorrow for this, maybe even not next month, but they sign this treaty, they sign over our sovereignty. You're going to see the COVID pandemic part two, and it's going to be 10 times worse. It's going to be like China. It's going to be like Australia. And you try to bring up the Constitution, you try to bring up the Bill of Rights, you try to bring up freedoms, it's not going to matter. And they're going to try to lock us down. So all they're doing is giving themselves the right to end your sovereign state, a country or an individual, and then give themselves the right, an international governing board, faceless, nameless, never voted for, to come lock you up in a prison in the name of stopping a pandemic. And they're getting ready to have their ceremony that they're going to take that power from you, and it's coming up in 3 weeks.
Now, Piers Morgan edited tapes of Trump, claimed he stormed out, lied about everything. The guy is a snake in the grass. We already know that. But he came out last night and attacked me, and it's blowing up in his face. I mean, people are so sick of this crap. But if you work for the establishment, you attack Alex Jones. Here he is.
Talking of removal from classless to cashless, the name Alex Jones may not be familiar to you until I replay an old clip from the time he screamed at me about guns on American television.
How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin? The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Oh, I hear you cry. That crazy guy. Well, Jones isn't just crazy. He's a nasty piece of work who built a gigantic online following with his InfoWars website and made many millions of dollars peddling mad conspiracy theories about the US government. His most vile claim was that the 2012 Sandy Hook mass shooting was faked. Now, very few tragedies have ever moved me more profoundly than that appalling massacre in which 20 children aged between 6 and 7 were shot dead in their classrooms by a lone lunatic. But Alex Jones responded to what happened by saying it was all a government-staged hoax perpetrated by crisis actors to justify new gun control laws being introduced. It was a disgusting lie that caused immeasurable new grief and misery to the poor families of the children who died. But 10 of those families decided to sue him for defamation, and they won, and they won big. Now Jones, a great government conspiracy theorist, has filed for bankruptcy as he awaits details of the huge damages he'll now have to pay. And he's been reduced to desperately and pathetically begging the same government he has always said is the enemy of the people for bankruptcy relief. Oh, the irony. Jones deserves everything coming his way. What he did to those Sandy Hook families was beyond despicable. He's been morally bankrupt for decades. Now he'll be financially bankrupt too. And hopefully that means he'll never again be able to lead such a vile smear campaign like the one he did to desecrate the memory of those 20 young children.
Piers, you're the one that's morally bankrupt. I'm the one that questioned WMDs in Iraq, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, what happened with people like Jussie Smollett. And you're the one that lives off that. You're the one that's a fraud, that's anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, and a piece of garbage. And, oh, I'm gone to the deep state, as the New York Times said, to do limited bankruptcy to show the public that I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. These people are trying to get to silence our speech. They're coming after all of our speech, my speech, your speech, everybody's speech. And that's why we, the people, need to realize this is a battle of wills right now. And InfoWars is the front line, the main center where that's happening. So I do need your word of mouth, and I do need your financial support just to stay on air and battle these court cases for years and the bankruptcy and everything, and stay on air and fight harder than ever, as you're seeing now. So send them a message. Keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get X2 back in stock. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get an Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt. Get the shortwave radios and books and films and materials they don't want you to have, or make a donation at InfoWars.com/crypto. InfoWars.com/crypto or InfoWarsStore.com has a big fat link at the top to make a straight donation. I want to thank you all that supported us. You are the tip of the spear, and I want to just encourage you to realize how important this fight is and to continue it. God bless you and good luck.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment here of the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Reminder, Harrison Smith is coming up to host Sunday Night Live, so don't change that channel on band.video. Harrison Smith coming up next. And remember, everything we do here is sponsored by InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, it's funny, because, you know, I had a friend of mine that was having some problems, just started lifting heavy weights and was having some cramping problems and some other things. And I said, yeah, here's probably what's wrong. Here's the supplements you should get from InfoWarsStore.com. And not that they don't trust me or didn't believe me. They just were like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, get it checked out for myself anyway. And they came back and they said, so I went to get some work done to figure out these problems I was having in the weight room. They said, yeah, after the work I'd done, the doctors pretty much said exactly what you said. I said, really? And how much did you pay to have that diagnosis? They said, $500. I said, oh, okay. So, hey, good, they figured it out, but I already knew what I was talking about the whole time. Folks, most people are magnesium deficient. Magnesium is one of the key elements to the enzyme function in your body. If you are magnesium deficient, you're going to have problems. Get the fizzy magnesium from InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, if you have achiness or tightness, like cramping, you're probably magnesium deficient. So, and that's just one aspect. I'm just saying, the supplements are the real deal. Fizzy magnesium, incredible. Most people are deficient in nascent iodine or iodine. We have the best nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2, on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's what we do. We put out the best supplements to fund ourselves. That's why they hate us so much, because they can't shut us down, because you fund us with our own products. It's an amazing victory we're having here. Now, Donald Trump is actually live right now. He's in Nebraska having a rally. I figured we'd pop in real quick. I'm guessing there's probably at least 20,000 people there. Joe Biden couldn't fill a broom closet. But let's check out Trump's rally right now. He's speaking in Nebraska. Here he is.
Thousands of patriots that went around the country viewing tape. You know, all those fake, I call them the unlock boxes, not the lock. They're unlock boxes, because you unlock them. I wonder what they did when they were unlocked. But I call them the unlock boxes. They have tapes of all those boxes. And these incredible women, headed up by Katherine Engelbrecht, who's an incredible patriot, they went around and they looked at miles and miles of tape, film tape, and they found millions and millions of phony votes. And you know what's going to happen? Maybe nothing. You know, maybe nothing. Isn't it sad? The fake news doesn't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about anything bad for the Democrats. They don't want to talk. The biggest thing they don't want to talk about, though, is the election, because they know the result and they don't want it. It's too close. We're too close. We're not too close. We know the results, you know? The biggest lie of all is when they say the big lie. You ever see these stories when these fakers, they write stories and they say, well, there's absolutely no proof. We got truckloads in every state. Wisconsin, you see what's going on in Wisconsin? Where they have almost 100% in senior citizens facility supposedly voted. But in years past, very few people voted. You know why? They have other problems. They don't care about Trump. I don't blame them. They want to live. They can't breathe. One person came up. My mother's comatose. She hasn't been able to speak for over a year. And they're saying she voted in the election. Honestly, she didn't care about the election. She has much bigger problems. But they had almost 100% of the people in Wisconsin voting. And they have a man, Justice Gableman, a very highly respected man. He's fantastic. He's a fantastic man. And he's issued a report that's just so horrible, so damning as to we're like a third world country. And we're third world with the press, too, because they're among the most dishonest people. Every sentence. I read something today in one of our main papers. Almost every sentence, every time they talk about the election, well, nothing has been proven. While this, it's all out there. It's there. And this one's going to be interesting because David was great, what he did with the 417 million, how it went to mostly Democrat areas. And I can't believe it's legal, David. I just can't believe it. But when you watch this one that's coming out now, and I'm not necessarily talking about the movie or the documentary, but that covers it to an extent. But they have much more even than that. When they release their findings next week or the week after, millions and millions of votes. And they focused on swing states. They didn't focus on others. They probably did something there, too, the bad people, the corrupt people. But the swing states were devastating. And the information they found was devastating. And I could go over things like left and right. When you look at what happened in Detroit, it was so bad. Philadelphia was so bad. Atlanta was so bad. That governor did nothing. I got him in when I endorsed him. I got this guy elected. He did nothing. And one thing has nothing to do with the other. But I'll tell you what, he did nothing for the people of Georgia, the people of this country. He didn't want to know about it. I think he was embarrassed by how bad it was, and he didn't want it down on his watch. And that's not what it's about. And frankly, if he did the right thing, it would have been a positive for him. It would have been a positive. He's like afraid of this Stacey Abrams. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but he has done such a bad job. And I hope they get out, by the way, Charles W., and vote for David Perdue. I do hope so, because he's in there fighting.
All right, Trump's still having massive rallies. Again, you know, Biden can't fill a broom closet. But, yeah, 90 million votes or whatever they claim, I'm sure. I'm sure that's how it went down, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it is frustrating. I mean, look, they stole the election. It's so obvious. But, you know, you'll get arrested for even saying it. And we'll see what comes out. I mean, everybody's really anticipating. I've heard this next documentary from Dinesh D'Souza is just going to be really key in exposing the election fraud and awakening America. But Trump here alluding that he has knowledge that they're about to release some other findings about how they stole Michigan and Pennsylvania, which, I mean, you know, a five-year-old kid could figure that out when you see that in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Biden got 300,000 votes in 5 seconds, and then they stopped counting magically at 2 in the morning. A two-year-old could figure that out. So that's how it goes. Let me finish up with my news coverage here before Harrison Smith takes over. He may want to go to the Trump rally. He may have other news coverage. May want to take your calls. I'm not sure, but he's going to be taking over here on Sunday Night Live. Another food plant catches fire in Virginia amid wave of destroyed food facilities. Folks, this is getting out of control. Where's the FBI? You've had dozens of food manufacturing plants, fertilizer manufacturing plants go up in flames in the middle of a supply chain shortage and economic crisis. And the FBI, what's the FBI doing? The FBI is searching millions of Americans without warrants. The FBI conducted as many as 3.4 million searches of Americans' electronic data without a warrant last year.
Yeah, what else is the FBI up to? Oh, just investigating me up one side and down the other. Yeah, but figuring out what's going on at the food plants and the fertilizer plants? No. No, they can't figure that out. The FBI is looking for white supremacists, too. And they can't find them. Amazing, isn't it? DHS head can't name one single case that he referred to the Department of Justice for white supremacy or domestic terrorism. Couldn't find one. Couldn't find one. Meanwhile, another hate crime was committed against an Asian in New York. And do you know who did it? A black trans man, a liberal. Yeah, so they don't want to talk about that, do they? That's not convenient for the narrative. Folks, I got to tell you, if you really want to see some of the most powerful work that Alex Jones and InfoWars has ever done, it's the police state documentaries 1 through 4. And, you know, it's amazing. The liberal left should be all over this. They hate the police state. But, it's you know, when they hate Alex Jones, they forget how much Alex Jones has fought against police corruption throughout his time. And we all can understand that. But all 4 police state documentaries are now on band.video. Very powerful stuff. And it really just puts it back into perspective on a timeline of zooming out and going back in time that we have been in this agenda to conquer America and overthrow our sovereignty for a long time. We're just really getting into the throes and the final rounds of it now. NBC News anchor at WETM. News anchor caught trying to meet young boy to catch a predator-style bust whines that it's cancel culture. Yeah. Sounds like a good guy. Sounds like a good guy. New January 6th footage shows D.C. police officer bashing unconscious Trump supporter who died at Capitol. Yeah, more footage of police killing people on January 6th. And again, the anti-cop left, they don't like seeing unarmed people die unless they're white or unless they're conservatives or patriots or Christians. Then the anti-cop left doesn't mind when cops kill innocent and unarmed people. Then they actually celebrate it. That's how it works for them. Shock video, man stabbed, whipped outside of New York City nightclub, lone victim brutally attacked by mob in lawless Big Apple. Hey, come on, man. It's part and parcel in a Democrat city. You might get raped, you might get robbed, you might get murdered. I mean, come on, man. It's worth it to live in a Democrat liberal city, isn't it? Time magazine correspondent labels freedom of speech a white male obsession. Yes, that's all you guys have, isn't it? Your hatred for white males. Sad, sad state of affairs. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. An honor to sit in here on this Sunday with you. Harrison Smith takes over with Sunday Night Live.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists in the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship of these people. And we have the edge, and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads. Amazing supplements. These really cool little gold bars that come in an art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with band.video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button, and that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, but whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.